On go. 3, 2, 1, go. The new Autist Alliance.
Fat Haley, more like.
Is there sound in this movie?
There better be. Sounds like sex.
I hear dick sucking. Oy vey, David Guichet. This has more sex in it than Nymphomaniac.
Oh, titties.
Is that a nipple?
I think so.
I've never seen one before.
Yeah.
Oh, I slept on the alarm clock again. Let it die, honey.
Just put a pillow over his face, yeah.
Dude, I'm pretty sure if I had a kid, I'd be like, I'd just, like, poison it.
Yeah, if... You know,
I have no regrets.
Yeah, I would either kill the baby by accident by just getting angry at it and shaking it until it died, or I'd have to like just put it on its face and we can pretend it died from the sudden infant syndrome or whatever. Sudden infant death syndrome. Which I'm pretty sure doesn't exist, and it's just people like suffocating their babies on purpose.
All I have to do is like pretend to be broken up for like a week and that would be good to go.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, we're so sorry.
And you get free sympathy for our life. Oh, he's so poor, even though he lives in a big house with a nice TV.
I was gonna say, I thought this guy was supposed to be poor.
That's the funny thing about American movies.
The TV on all fucking night.
Yeah, in sitcoms, like the characters are meant to be broke, but they have like big ass fucking houses that are like bigger than anything that you'd have that isn't a mansion.
That movie last night we were watching with that quote unquote lady that bagged groceries and her.
Oh yeah.
That house was like beautiful.
Yeah.
You just don't live the lavish life, Ruby. That's peasant stuff. Poor people are too busy working to watch movies. So.
What was that movie that we watched and we like fast-forwarded it? Like we played it in double speed?
Oh, The Canyons.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That movie sucked dick.
That was like, really special.
There's nothing happened. They just talked the whole fucking movie.
Yeah. It was like the like 5 minutes in a porno before the sex starts, but for 2 hours.
It was like the same movie last night. They just talked. At least that, like, they had interesting stuff to say, and some of the people could act in the movie.
What the fuck?
Sell your ring, dude.
I thought his fingers were missing or something.
Were they?
No. He was just putting his ring finger up for no reason.
Maybe there's a flash forward after he took those fingers off. I'm gonna go buy some porn.
It's funny that people literally pay money for pornography nowadays.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I see so many XSX shops, like, how's that shit still open?
Yeah, and people literally go in and buy a physical DVD or a physical magazine. Like, what the fuck, mate?
What are you doing?
Good prank.
Well, you gotta watch your back, brother. How many times have I told you that?
Yeah.
Look at you, man. I haven't seen you in a minute. Hey, whatever you're drinking, I'm buying, okay?
Thanks. No, actually, I gotta get out of here. I gotta get home.
Are you kidding me? I haven't seen you in 5 years. I'm not letting you leave without a drink.
Really? 5 years?
5 years, man. One drink.
Yeah, okay, yeah. I'll have another one.
Yeah, my man. Whatever he's having, and Jan's on the rocks. What are you doing here, man? I mean, you're obviously looking for trouble, right? Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
You're married? No way.
Yeah.
You got kids, too?
Yeah, I have a 15-month-old son.
Wow.
You want to see his picture?
Yeah. Show me the little brother.
Yeah, I'm a pedophile.
Wow. Keenan, huh? I mean, he looks just like you.
Yeah. Same hairline.
And that's your wife?
That's Audrey, yeah.
She's beautiful, dude.
Thanks.
Mind if I fap to this?
Busy 5 years, huh?
Yeah. Can I keep that? I'll buy another drink.
Silver Lake, a couple of bulldogs running around.
Yeah.
Little office where you do all your writing. You still writing?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, you got any pictures in your wall?
No, not me. No. I mean, I got a couple pictures in my phone, but you probably don't. Do you want to see those?
No.
Oh, fuck. I've been creeping on this thing over here for a while, man.
That's a dime, right?
What do you think it takes to lock something like that up, huh?
A knife.
Money.
I wouldn't know.
No, you wouldn't. Man, you're off the market for good now. One piece of ass for the rest of your life? You kidding me?
Yeah, when you're in, you don't even really think about it.
Not me. As soon as I get in it, I'm already thinking about the next one.
So I see work's keeping you busy.
Oh. Yeah.
You paying bills okay?
Yeah, I mean, I get by, you know. I'm not rich.
Let me ask you something. When you go to collect money, right? How's it go down? Well, how's it work?
What do you mean?
Well, like, does it always have to be fine? Like, can you sometimes, like, maybe, like, talk to them or? Like, intimidate them? I don't know. I'm asking.
You owe me some money, buddy. Remember, you have a gambling problem. Time to pay. Why? No, I don't. Why ask? You were like researching a book or something? What?
No.
What's going on? I got a couple hundred bucks.
Isn't that illegal and assault? Or is it okay because...
No, that's illegal and assault.
Okay.
Not that it stops loan sharks. So what are they going to do? Go hire a lawyer to sue you?
I don't know. Call the police?
No, they don't get the feds involved. Whatever. You never want to get the feds involved. What makes the sound when they do coke?
Maybe you just had a cold.
Sir, I think you dropped this.
Hey, Craig. These guys want to buy out the next round, man. Come on, saddle up.
Sounds like fucking losers to me. Oh, nice fedora, mate.
Tipsy.
Cool. All right. You guys like tequila?
Yeah, sure.
Bartender, 3 shots of your finest tequila, please. You know, wait, hold, I'm sorry. Just matter of fact, give me the whole bottle. And the cranberry juice.
Yeah?
What are your names? I'm Colin. This is my wife, Violet.
Hey, how you doing? I'm Vince.
Vince?
Yeah.
Craig.
Craig?
It's Violet's birthday today, so we thought we'd go out on the town, you know, get a little crazy.
Happy birthday.
Right? There she is. Put her right there.
You sure? It's a $300 bottle of tequila.
Oh, my. Oh, this is embarrassing. That's, yeah, it's fine. What's your name?
Karen.
Karen with a K or a C?
C.
There you go, Karen with a C. Oh.
Thanks.
The glasses come with? Oh, good. My amazing wife, Violet.
I could swear this is this Rob actor guy. He's given the exact same fucking performance and he looks exactly the same. I've seen Rob in so many things and it's that he looks the same and it's this exact like style of comedy where it's like the sort of smarmy, snarky guy.
It does look...
maybe he models himself after him or something.
Crazy. What do you guys do for a living? You know, you like work at a car wash or something?
Nice Breaking Bad reference.
Monkey suit. Well, I didn't know.
We're just old friends catching up. You know, having a couple drinks. That's all right.
Old friends is good.
We used to skateboard together. We played music in high school.
You guys were way deep.
Yeah. I know. Simpler times. Yeah. Occasional.
Mystery man. Very funny. You should be wearing a suit and a tie or something. This guy. A very proper man. Violet, we should take some candids. Take some pictures. We should document this, right?
Okay.
Come on. All
right. You want to take some pictures?
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Cheese. Oh, God, that's bright.
Oh.
Let me get in there. All right. Here we go.
You want to do another one?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
There we go.
Alright.
There's no flash on that one.
Oh, here we go.
What's going on?
We got this little bet going. You see that old dude at the bar? Every time he checks out the bartender's ass, Violet wins. Every time he checks out her tits, I win.
Probably you can see someone's line of eyesight that well.
That's $100 every single time?
Yeah, it's not like a serious bet, Eddie.
We have fun.
I got an idea. Here we go. Idea, man. All right, whichever you fellas does the shot first gets $50. Boom.
$50?
$50.
Wait, what?
Oh!
Too slow.
Vince, meanwhile, wait, what?
Sorry, boy.
Pay attention.
All right.
Pay attention.
That was short-lived. Here you go, buddy.
Doing? No, he didn't even do a shot.
No, it's all right.
No, that's your money. Alright. Won't argue. Gotta play by the rules, guys. That's the only way to have fun. Shot game. You are a misfit.
Yeah.
What island are you from? There he is. Oh. You were not close. All right, one dart. Face.
Honest face.
$50.
All right, here it goes. Ready?
Oh, come on. Check her out.
Who?
Yes.
Oh, God. No, that's a rough stretch room right
there. It's really rough. Okay, here we go. All right, $200 to anyone who gets her so pissed she slaps your face.
$200.
$200.
Can you take this?
I don't know.
Look, if you don't step up, I'm gunning, man. That's 200 bones.
Bones.
This is fucking stupid.
All right.
She's just gonna slap you.
Hey.
Yeah? What?
What?
What the fuck do you want, creep? Huh?
Did you go to Parkside? I'm sorry. I thought you were somebody else. Sorry.
Bitch. Pussy.
He's holding you back.
Alright, you know what? Watch the master at work. Okay? Excuse me.
I'd be like, hey, you wanna make $50? Slap my face.
Hey, how are you gonna do that? I told her I'd buy her a drink and she slapped me in the face.
There you go.
Bravo.
I'm comfortable here. The bathroom stinks, right?
Oh, she's coming. She's coming over now.
Hey, you guys can't do that here.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry. Karen, let me fix this. It feels broken to me. There. Looks like a curtain you can't even see over here, right? Is the best. Thank you, Karen.
All right, Mike, can I please?
Yeah. Where are we going next?
I want to move camp.
Yeah.
I know a really good strip club. Are you all right with strip clubs? It's a really classy joint.
Yes.
She's okay with that? You want to get a couple lap dances, buddy?
No, I got to go home.
No.
For real this time.
Craig. For real? You know what you need? You need to get a little intoxicated with a buddy of yours that you haven't hung out with in a very, very long time. That's exactly what you need.
That's exactly right. You want to hurt feelings? It's Violet's birthday.
Look at her. She wants you to stay.
Look at her. She's had one line in the movie.
Then she's actually documented on this. Like, she actually has a role.
I'm not having any of that. I'll get diarrhea.
Well.
$200 whoever touches that stripper's ass with a slap.
Oh, come on.
$200.
Yeah.
No, don't. No.
That's
Kang's life.
Tag doesn't have an ass like that.
She has a shovel ass.
No, look, never mind. You know what, Vince? It's great catching up with you. Nice meeting you guys, but I gotta get
home. Come on, Craig. Are you kidding me, Craig? Come on.
Hey, asshole.
What? What are you doing? What's up?
You the one who hit one of our girls?
No, I didn't do it. It wasn't me. I swear to God.
You lying piece of shit. I'll fuck you up.
Craig, $500 if you hit him first.
I've seen a bouncer do that. Punch a guy in the face.
Overfought.
You know, pushing somebody in a club, and the guy was like, "Dude, I'm not doing anything." Did you talking to this bitch? And he's like, "Hey, you need to leave right now." He's like, "Fuck you." He said, "No, you need to get the fuck out." And he stepped back like he was gonna hit him, and the bouncer just like took two steps in like a professional boxer and just knocked him clean on his ass.
Sounds very American.
Sounds very Irish. Excuse me.
Got there. I thought, you know what? Let's just bring him here, get you cleaned up. I got some sick painkillers for you, too. So
he's got this place dialed. There's like 1,000 years of scotch in here right now.
Here. Hold on. I got it.
That's some dirty dubstep.
So filthy.
You can necessarily call that a fight, but I hear that'll make you feel better.
But you know what? That was awesome. That was badass is what it was. It was so awesome. Here's the thing. You will never forget this night. You know? Or who you were with. Me and Vince and Violet. I mean...
I think I'll forget Violet. Again,
you will never forget us. I think that's some awesome shit.
That's because we're taking pictures at every single turn. That would be...
Painkillers. I've got like a straight up pharmacy here. Actually, I'm a real pharmacist, but it doesn't matter. All right, roll with me. Yep.
She's cute. She's like if Ellen Fanning was like 10 years older and attractive. I'll never understand why people are attracted to that much. She looks like a ghost.
I can email these to you later. Here, let me get something to clean them up a bit.
There's actually dubstep in the background.
I know.
Oh.
No. I mean, he's not gonna like
like that very much.
Come on, bud. It's going to be hilarious.
Okay. All right.
Let me... Okay. Give me... I'm going to grab some party favors.
Yeah. No.
Ta-da.
Wow. Oh, my God. You sure know how to party, huh?
Right?
Yeah, that's a whole tackle box.
Get some fish with this.
Who is that actor? Oh, my God. I know that guy.
Sorry.
Okay. What's this fucking movie called? Right, Cheap Thrills.
I'll try and be more gentle.
This guy. Oh, he's from Anchorman.
Oh, yeah, David Kotcheker.
Yeah. I knew him. In in Reno 911.
What did it feel like?
He looks and acts exactly like Rob Corddry.
Rob Corddry, yeah.
It's very annoying.
There was this one boy that I sort of had a crush on. He was always trying harder than all the others.
What's his name? Matt Bailey.
Well, he does look like Mac Rob Corddry. Jesus Christ.
And they act the same way. Like, I've seen both of them and lots of things, and I swear I thought they were the same guy who plays the same role, but it's two guys playing the same role.
They look exactly the same.
All white people, I assume.
I didn't actually see it happen, but I heard it.
Okay, we're like halfway through the movie. We can like get it started now.
It was so strange.
Glad I didn't see this in theaters. That was gonna be a lot more ratchet.
Like branches snapping. It sounded like he was made out of wood.
So the first thing that they see that allows them to write to me, you know, here you go, this should do it.
What is it?
I think they're Percocets.
I wouldn't take any pills from this guy.
Yeah.
Or I'm going to get fucking raped.
In the clear.
Every American has a locked safe full of painkills.
I'm sure they do.
This is all Violet's baby right here. I just gave her the checkbook and I said, hey, whatever your creative mind desires. And clearly she's doing it, right? She put together everything with the checkbook.
What?
Oh, what the fuck?
He's seen our faces. He knows our names.
He's not going to call
That is a really crazy assumption.
And no, it's not. Now, when you think about it, any fucking cop that isn't blind is going to take one look at his dilated pupils and throw him in jail right alongside us. He's not calling the cops. Now, look, I'm doing this item.
What, because he's stoned?
Can't you just leave it until he wasn't stoned and then call the police?
You could also be stoned and call the police and be like, this guy's trying to rob me.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, okay, who cares if you're stoned? You're being robbed.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? It's not like people ever deal with drunk people.
Good job.
I don't want that job.
Couldn't they do it in a non-obvious way? Like, he distracts them while he goes into the office and takes the money because everyone's a bit high and drunk, and then just stuff it down his pants and leave.
Violet's got all of her music hooked up with the stereo. So it's like 12,000 tunes we can listen on shuffle, right? Play that crazy instrumental, honey. Well, you know, it's the one with the strings. Ooh, or just play this one. This is actually a better vibe.
No, I like
better for the vibe, actually. Here's your cocktail. Are you girls done with the ladies' room? Because I got to pee.
Yeah. Hey, call me. Well, I hate to do this to you.
What the fuck, man?
Wow, such a robbery.
Dude, this is fucking...
He also could have, like, waited for him to go to the bathroom and then, like, walked in and took it casually.
Maybe he needs him to open the safe and it was too much of a casual to see him typing in the code.
With me, dude, okay?
You fucking gotta chill, okay? We got a good party going here, alright?
Tell me the combination. I told you I don't know it. It's not locked, Vince. You fucking shit me. You expect me to believe that?
I can't remember the numerical sequence, okay? It was her birthday, and then I changed it to her social. I can't... It's not fucking locked.
It's a safe full of cash.
Well, I guess I guess trust my bros too much, don't I, huh?
You know what? Hey, Craig, you're gonna handle this. Come here. Just walk over the couch. Come on. Right. Sit down. Sit down. Sit down.
What do I do with her?
Just put her on the couch next to him.
Aww, I like Violet.
Don't do anything stupid.
Yeah, I want to jam it to cut my balls off out of the phone. This movie got extremely stupid very fast. I thought it was just going to be like the dares escalated and they get more and more crazy, but like...
Yeah, that's what I thought.
It's immediately turned into like a bunch of fucking dipshits trying to steal some money. In like the most retarded way possible. That they'll clearly get caught for.
Keep it unlocked, are you fucking stupid? Come on, bro! Come on!
Couldn't you just take him like a couple of those stacks instead of like...
Ah, fucking cock. What's taking so long, Craig? Give me a sec.
Let's go, I got it. All right, you got all of it?
Yeah, come on.
How much was in there? You know what, Colton? I'm also going to need those car keys.
Oh, I think they're on a shelf right over there.
Uh-oh. Jackie Chan, bitch. Oh, shit.
Fucking cool it! Take a fucking moment!
I just want to say, this was not my idea. He came up with the idea. I told him it was a bad idea.
Shut it. Let's all just chill for a fucking moment, all right? Let's hit pause!
Yeah.
Let's rewind.
Okay.
Want to?
Yeah.
Hey, how about we pretend? You want to pretend something?
Yeah, okay.
Let's pretend.
Thankfully.
Yeah, that's it. Good, Vince.
Okay.
Let's just pretend. These last 15 minutes didn't even happen, all right?
What did we do? We just tried to rob you.
Yeah, that was really fucking lame. That was really fucking stupid. All right, listen. Violent and I haven't necessarily been honest with you guys either, but we're willing to let bygones be bygones, all right?
Okay, bygones are bygones. We did not try to rob you. I didn't just hold a knife to your throat.
I know, Vince. I just said fucking rewind. That doesn't exist. The past, shut the fuck up. The past is the past, all right? We're in the present. Didn't exist. Let's start over. Let's reset. I'm cool with it. Are you cool with it?
Okay.
Guys, all right, so we're cool.
We're cool.
Let's push play.
You're not going to call the cops on us?
I'm not going to call the fucking cops. I'm across my heart, all right?
So what the fuck is this? Huh? What the fuck is this?
This is Violet's birthday, guys. What am I going to get this girl? Look at her. She's a vision. My God. Girl's got everything. She can buy everything she wants. You got to think outside the box, guys. So Violet and I came up with this idea for an awesome night.
You find a couple of losers. You pay them a bunch of money. And you laugh your asses off while they humiliate themselves. Awesome fucking night. Happy
Stop.
Birthday.
Come on. Are you kidding me? You guys aren't losers. You're fucking awesome. This has been a night, right? This has been fucking... amazing. This is more like a reality game show.
What reality game show?
You know, the game shows when they gobble like animal dicks. They do that or put their head in a bucket of snakes or eat bugs, you know, shit like that. Except this isn't TV, right? That and there's 250,000 tax-free dollars.
$250,000?
What? This money's for us.
What are you?
I'm fucking down.
I'm down, Colin. I'm down. I'm
fucking down. Stay down, Vince.
Okay.
It's cool, bro. It's cool.
You gotta win it. That's, you know. You know what's funny? This money that was at the safe was for the fucking game. And we were gonna give it to you, and you guys took it. You know what that's like? There's a word for it.
Ironic.
Thank you. Super irony is what it is. Super fucking irony.
What do we have to do?
Ironic shitposting.
Whatever we say.
You have to post on RubyNet for 3 hours straight.
No, that's too far.
No, anything but that.
I can do it. Oh, the Cody post. Oh, Cody post.
Oh, God. No, Lisa's logging back on.
But you're free to go. You're free to go.
You have to dramatically reflag their chat post.
Let me tell you this, no matter how much money's in that box, I'm not sucking his dick.
Oh. No dudes boning dudes or blowing each other. No. Just have to do whatever we say.
Boring. That.
All right. So what do I gotta do?
All right. We're back. Good decision. How about this? $500 to whoever can hold their breath the longest.
That's it? Yeah, I'm game. Come on.
All right. Ready to go?
Yeah, I'm down. I'm game. You just hold my breath.
Yeah, longer than he does.
Okay. I'm going first. You timing me?
Ready? Hey, you said you were just going out for a drink. It's 2 a.m.
I know. I'm sorry. I lost track of time, Enrique and I. She told you what happened.
Baby, look, I'm not mad, okay? Just come home. Just come home and we'll figure it out.
No, bitch, I'm making it right now. Shut up. Why don't they just tell them, like, oh, by the way.
I'm coming home.
Yeah.
I'm making this thousands of dollars an hour.
Yeah, it's probably very sensible to say, like, I met this very weird guy at a bar, and this is the address, so if I don't call you back, please send the police to this guy's house, because he's a bit weird and scary.
We got paid. Oh, shit! Hold on! Hold on! Oh, my God, 150 now, you motherfucker! Holy shit! Are you not gonna taste of this?
What was that? Why'd you just give him money?
I gave him $200 to hang up on his wife.
He did it!
$200.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey. My turn now.
Your turn, Craig. Are you ready?
This is so extremely edgy. It's like what I used to play in the backyard when I was in grade school.
That's not fair.
It's not fair.
You get...
I get to decide.
How much time did I have?
You were 1 minute 58 seconds.
Okay. Oh, buddy, huh?
This is a fanfare thread.
Yeah. That was a fun thread. I won.
Yeah, I think he's
did you?
Yeah. I'm good at holding my breath for some reason. Me and my sister used to hold her breath as a competition just like this.
Mmm.
Which is,
Your sister can hold her breath?
Yeah.
Yeah?
And then she would choke me and jerk me off at the same time.
Oh, fuck, Vince! Bail. That got hairy.
You serious? You paid me just cheating.
Rules. Relax, man. We're just having fun.
What's next?
Oh, I like that. Let's go back out front, shall we?
What if Violet's pussy panties are like fucking soaked?
Not until they start beating the shit out of each other.
Look at that. You see that shit?
Uh-oh. What's that pretzel?
I said that shit. Wait, you want us to... No, eat it? No. I want you to see that shit because it's part of the story. You see that house over there?
Yeah.
Those assholes always let their dog get the shit on my lawn. The other day I came out here to talk to the gardener, I stepped in a pile of shit. Wearing a brand new pair of suede Oxfords, I was so fucking pissed they were ruined.
Okay. And instead of being like a man and be like, hey, could you not do that with your dog? I'm gonna pay you guys
to kill him.
$800 to...
shit inside their house. Photographic evidence required.
That's crazy.
All right, $1,200, that's my final offer.
Sure. Oh,
I like it. Misfit.
Bravo, Kim.
You really don't want to do this, do you?
Man, movies really have gotten awful, haven't they?
Yeah.
Like, this nothing but TV is good anymore.
That's minimum. Just
so you know. We just help them at night. This feels a million times
No. No, I'm not backing out. Thanks to you and your shitty backup and the fact that you never searched the pilot, this stupid fucking game is the only way I'm getting out of this house with any real money, so no, I'm not backing out. Just hold the girl. Let me your soul. Okay? I've been through system. I know I can handle it. You, on the other hand, that's all I'm saying.
I'm so comfy right now.
I was comfy watching Blue Jasmine because I was just like wrapped in a towel, in a big towel. That's very comfy.
That big thread.
stupid movie.
Reaction image.
This is like an actual clip of like, this is what the movie is.
Jesus Christ, mate. This doesn't look like any human shit I've ever seen.
No, it isn't the one in the... Raper.
Right.
I need to take a picture.
Flame.
He's trying to link him with Red.
Who's that? Oh, you know what? So Craig, yeah, he took a shit in your neighbor's house. Big fucking deal. This little fucker's still gonna crap in your yard. How about I take care of the actual problem?
Edgy.
Huh? Any DM?
How much for that? $5,000-$6,000
Oh, how about nothing? Does that figure suit you okay?
What?
Pay you to kill a helpless dog?
Yeah, but
what kind of sick birthday present would that be? It's your birthday, Vince.
So I just did all of that for nothing. It's really not fucking cool what you just did, man. You could really fuck me up over there.
You fucking punched me in the stomach before, man. You fucking pissed on me out there.
That is not the same
thing. How is that not the same thing?
Think about it.
Get your fucking finger out of my face, man.
Selfie.
Come on, guys. What's up? Supposed to be a celebration.
What are we doing next, huh?
Keeping it moving. I like that. How about?
Where's my phone?
Oh, shit. My bad. $100. $200. $300.
I think we all know how this ends. Can we just fast forward this part, please?
As promised.
What are we doing next, huh?
I got it. $300 to whoever can make me a vodka tonic first. 3, 2, 1, go.
Well.
One vodka tonic coming right up, sir. Hey, could you toss me one of those lines, brother?
You okay?
You mad?
You're really tense. All coiled up. So many knots. I think you'd feel better if you let me fuck you.
What?
On that drink, Vince.
It's gonna turn into some cuckolding or something.
Would you like that, Craig?
Paul in general.
Would you like to fuck
no, I have a wife. Even though I'm extremely intoxicated, I lost my job.
I am. What's the matter, Craig? I wish you wanna fuck my wife. She's hot, isn't she? Don't you wanna fuck her?
You don't care?
What's your birthday?
It's cool. We have an open relationship.
Yeah, that's great, but my wife and I don't, so...
Hey, I'd fuck you, Violet.
Please, Gren. I really want to.
Look, you're a lovely young woman up Plata, really, but I just can't do that.
Come on, Craig, it's her birthday.
Guys, I'm married. It's not gonna happen, bro.
Just tell your wife you did it for the family.
Would it be cool then?
Pay me?
Yeah, how about $2,000?
This is some weird ass shit, man.
Bravo, nice writing.
I can't believe I'm saying this. How about $4,500? How's that number sound? When I put the money in the wallet for punching that dude, I saw the eviction notice. Sorry for reading it, but shit, I mean, it was right there.
This guy's so fucking stupid. He's like, actually, I've already earned 800, so I probably only need 3 grand to fucking win.
Honey!
Only in America would this be like super fucking like, oh my god, I can't believe we're gonna do it.
Yeah, oh my god, adults are gonna have sex. I'm not gonna.
That's some fucking bullshit.
$4,500. All that.
To have heterosexual sex in the mercenary position.
Bad edgy for Dominicans. Sure.
This is where the parents like change the channel.
Hey, you're right, Craig.
He's gonna start jerking off to. Oh shit, he is.
Yeah, he is. Oh my god, they like almost kissed or something.
The table's between them, he can't even see.
He didn't even pull his pants down. He's gonna dry hump him.
Yeah, totally.
What's this actress's name?
I need it
for research purposes.
He had a mom.
Wrecked. Well played, Ruby.
Your mom pays me, bruh.
Nice.
Was it rape?
what a good scene.
I need to make a gif for that.
That whole fucking scene. The guy.
No,
like,
I mean a web. I need to make a web of it. Yeah. Us in the future.
Oh fuck, baby.
Of that two people coming and like one guy like getting raped and then one guy like disgusted.
Yeah. First thumbs up, 4chan.
It's a perfect reaction gif.
Well, fuck, man. Well, things got a little sticky there, boy. But, let's go downstairs and make a quick wardrobe change.
Whew. It'd be funny if he had, like, cum in his pants there to see. I mean, maybe.
Keep the game going. Back in a flash, boys.
I thought he was gonna like wipe his tears.
You did not deserve that. Not one bit.
Was it three?
I'm done.
Sarah Paxton is her name.
I'm going home. Good. Glad to see you go.
Film. Quote. Career XD.
What, is this the only movie she's been in or something?
She's been in, like, all these fucking straight-to-video.
What do you mean?
Because, you know, haven't you seen her exceptional acting tonight? I'm going to come. Yeah, I'm going to come.
Don't forget to write.
And now they're going to pay this guy $2,000 to run the house. This doesn't feel like the final version, does it? Like, I feel like it's not edited.
All right, bitches.
Why the fuck's that dog still?
I don't know, but damn, pilot.
Craig! Where's Craig? Oh, no, he peaced. Yeah, no, I think cheating on his wife really freaked him out. Where's she going?
Went to rape him again.
I need to make a gift. No, I need to make a webhim. Can you use webhims on RubyNet?
No. I don't know what a fucking webhim is.
Well, couldn't you just do the image tag and then put like a webhim?
Just
the video.
Give it a try.
That would require me to actually go there and post. Wow, that was really good. I'm glad we added that in the movie. Really?
Well, what's the problem, huh? I mean, I'm still here, right? We can keep going, can't we?
I wanted them to kill each other. Oh, how are you?
I'm feeling a little unloved right now, buddy.
No, you're boss, bro. It's just that we hate breaking up the crew.
Look, that guy hasn't been part of the crew since fucking high school, right? Come on, let's keep this going, huh? What do you want me to do next? Huh?
Follow me. Cut your pinky off.
We have it in now.
Is that not cool?
Fuck you.
Do it or you don't. It doesn't matter to me. It's your pinky. You use it for, like, nothing.
What's the iron for?
Use it for caps lock.
How much is this worth?
Oh, dude, I use my pinky a lot. Wow. My type.
Yeah. How much shift. Wants to know?
Caps lock, you plug. You shift. No wonder your mega threads take so long to write.
Same finger.
Let's say.
Oh, fair point.
Noob.
Hey, fuck you.
$25,000.
Damn. I still wouldn't do it. That would be so painful.
I don't need or want any more money.
Yeah. Maybe I needed money, but my dad really needs money.
If I needed money, I would just, like, get on welfare like Stevie does.
Yeah, welfare in America is, like, high class in, like, a lot of other countries.
Awesome! $25,000.
Like, wow, I'm only making $1,000 a month to live on.
Oh, shit! What the fuck? Are you shitting me?
Oh my god, he's back.
Cut my pinky off for $23,000.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Craig?
You don't get it, do you?
No. Look, you've already got your rent money, all right? Let somebody else have a shot.
That $4,500 takes care of my eviction problem, but only this month. What about next month? My wife and I are both unemployed. How do I pay my rent? How do I feed my kid? $23,000 gives me some breathing room.
Catch up.
So, if I gotta cut my pinky off for that, fuck it, I'll do it.
Right.
Thanks, Obama.
You gotta think about the future.
No, we have new healthcare in America.
Every time I go to work, I'm this fucking close to be thrown back in jail, and I don't make that much money, not for what I fucking do.
Nobody told you to drop out of high school. You could have done anything you wanted, but you didn't want to work for it. Your life is exactly what you made it.
I like you.
Wow.
He's doing great.
Fuck you.
Damn, she's cute. 22.
21.
20. And if you say another fucking word, I will knock you out.
19.
I said shut your fucking mouth. 18.
$15,000 for free.
You fucking crazy man.
I'll pay you.
You're gonna cut off your pinky for $15,000? That's a finger.
It's not like it's gone forever. Even if it cost me $6,000 to sew back on, that's still $9,000.
No, I don't think you can always do that.
Fine then. If you want to mutilate yourself for $15,000, go right ahead.
That's nice.
You don't want to do it, Colin?
Sorry, dude. Too gross. Put that right there. Okay? Let me count to three. One.
Wait. Jesus Christ. Hold on. Get the guys.
Okay. Are you ready? One.
No. Not yet. Just, are you ready?
Yes. I'm ready. Are you ready?
Are you sure you don't want to do this inside of him?
Sorry, bro.
Okay.
Sorry, bro.
Okay. Go.
One.
Wait. What? I gotta check to make sure the iron's hot.
Okay. I don't want blood everywhere. Jesus Christ. We're good to go.
Oh, God, that's fucked up.
For real this time, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty fucking funny.
Fine, that's gonna start. Governor Pussy.
One, two, three.
Oh, Pussy bitch.
Now?
I need something for the pain.
What are you talking about? He hasn't even done it yet.
Something to take away the pain, to dump it, to keep me from feeling anything in the first place.
Oh, you still got those pills I gave you?
Yeah, one of them. Somewhere.
Well, give it to me. I'll crush it up. You can rail it. You won't feel a fucking thing.
It's in here somewhere. Hold on.
There it is.
Leaving your done. Fucking finger there.
And I hope it hurt.
Oh, shit. Fuck, you okay, Craig?
That was just fine.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, remember earlier when you said, is he missing a finger? I think he was. And...
Ooh. Ooh.
Oh.
Come on! Come on, motherfucker! Oh! Fuck yeah, motherfucker!
The thing in his nose changed color like 5 times already.
No, you can't reattach it.
Fuck, dude. You fucking did it. How's it feel to be $15,000 richer?
Do me a favor. Let me see it.
Fuck yeah. $5,000, motherfucker. Shit. Fucking great. Right on, bro. Yeah. You just high five his hand. What was the other one? Or high four? Upvote, please.
There was again.
Oh, it's the police.
Guys? You know where my finger is?
They choked in the finger, isn't it?
Oh, God.
Whoops, Daisy.
Well, that dog died quick.
Alright, I'll take care of this. Go check on him.
Why does he have to cut up the dog?
Good luck reattaching that chew toy now, huh? You're a real piece of shit, you know that?
Yeah.
At least I didn't steal $25,000 from my friend. I need that money. For my family. You just blow it on hookers and drugs. I know you.
Yeah, I know you too, Craig.
I'm not that person anymore. I have responsibilities. I have a life to live. You don't have shit to do but waste the world's oxygen. You're a fucking loser. You know that, Vince?
Yeah, I do. I know him. See, I've always known that. But you really surprised me, Craig. See, because you had parents that loved you. And they took care of you. They sent you to college and got you an education. But look how you fucking turned out. You obviously didn't make it as a writer. I mean, hell, you can't even keep a job changing oil at a fucking car shop. You had to fuck another woman and mutilate yourself just to keep your family off the street. So who's the bigger loser? Huh?
Oh, you guys are still here.
Fuck, that smells good.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's a dog.
Let's do it. Join me. Let's gain sustenance, shall we? You know what, honey? That bottle we've been seeing. This particular dish.
They're just eating Chinese.
With a $10,000 bottle of tequila, a Sacred B, Pancho Villa.
What the fuck? What? Oh, no.
Sparky!
Moments ago, you were raving about the smell.
It is the dog.
Why did you
make it? So you can eat it, obviously.
Yeah, but I thought you guys were dog people.
No, I just don't want to kill a helpless animal, but I mean, it's already dead, so. You're not vegetarians, are you?
Oh, my God, I think I just became.
Tastes like chicken, really.
Fucking Koreans eat it all the time.
It's a dog.
Don't be so limited, bro.
I said they just ordered Chinese.
They're Chinese people eat cats.
Yes, cooked all the way.
And dogs.
Racist.
That's true.
So, what's the offer? $50,000 to whoever finishes their portion first.
This is like Fear Factor, only it's just a bad movie.
Yeah.
And it's much longer and drawn out. I'm not sure.
Think about that.
I miss Fear Factor.
A lot of worry. Bills are paid. You have time to do.
I remember when it first came on, they were eating reindeer testicles. And I had to ask my dad what a testicle was.
American.
This was like in 1998.
This is still ridiculous.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Alright, fuck it. Yeah, I'm in.
I knew what a Tesco was when I was like 4.
Yeah, but you're also fucking deranged and screwed up in the head.
Oh. It's called being not American and knowing very, very basic medical terms.
First to finish, $50,000. What's going on, guys? What are you waiting for?
Let's hear sexual attention.
Now the Americans get excited. Food fight, food racer, what is it? Eating contest.
Why couldn't they just be like, okay, that's fine. No.
Eat the finger.
Great idea. I guess whoever eats Craig's finger gets the money.
Like, that would be way less gross than eating dog.
I don't know, it's like a bone in it.
Slides down easy. This is my fetish. Like, don't you chew on your own fingers all the time? I'm like, put your finger in your mouth right now. It's like, no, big deal.
Yeah, that's what I call finger food.
It still counts, right?
Eat the barf.
Eat the barf. Eat the barf.
I did. $50,000 fucking dollars. You're fucking weak, Craig. You always were. Let's get you some air.
Ride his blood covered dick in the bar. It sucks. Oh well. I thought it was funny.
All the time. And who would he come crying to? To me. To me. And I would always have his back. I'd always had your back!
Always.
Done. I almost fucking killed him.
Have you seen Martyrs, Ruby?
No, I haven't.
You would really like that movie. Really like it. The last 30 minutes made me so uneasy, though. But the whole movie is hard to watch with Cal Hodgson in it. The last 30 minutes.
Probably start jacking off to it.
Probably. But that was the most disgusting movie I've ever seen. Worse than Solo or Cannibal Holocaust. Serbian film. You guys into that? Not that Serbian film was like disgusting. It was just like awesome and edgy and actually like a really good movie.
Hey, Colin. Can you call a cab for me?
Sure, man. But I'm paying for it. So I'm a good host. I got some guy. Here we go. Well, there we go.
Oh, here we go. This will be the big reveal.
Maybe they shouldn't have called a cab for the guy they're gonna kill.
I don't think they're actually following them.
Oh, what a twist.
What a twist. He saved Zeta on his cell phone. Yeah, real believable plot. Now he's gonna turn around and kill himself.
Lady Boner killer.
What a twist. He just fucking...
Before he's not really dead.
Ted Binnicky'd himself. I think he's dead now. She's wet. Hey, these are all fakes or something. Alright, honey, now let's go buy a new house with all this drug money that we have that I stole. She's so cute.
That feel no GF to kill people with.
Oh, that's cute. I didn't see that one.
What a twist.
$50 bet. Sir, you're completely covered in blood and holding $250,000. I think I'm gonna call her police officer. In before that zombie dog's driving. Oh.
Maybe she get cleaned up first before he goes home to his wife like that.
Yeah. And before they've already been evicted because he's been out of the house for like.
And his wife kills herself and the baby or something. She made. Yeah.
Or otherwise he's just going to take a shower and be happily ever after. This is an American movie. They can't kill a baby. It's too edgy. I'll give you $4 million to shake your baby to death. Is that Ellen Page?
Yeah, I was just thinking that. Didn't you?
Bravo.
L cat.
Well, that was fucking terrible. I'll give it a 2.5.
It wasn't that bad. I mean, like, the acting was good, and it wasn't too badly written.
Like, I had high hopes for it.
I didn't. Could have been a lot worse if there was some worse acting and like it got too retarded.
I vote on the movie's quality, but I actually enjoyed that more than the movie last night.
Yeah.
Just I did. I thought it was kind of entertaining. I should make a cheap thrills thread. Cheap thrills. All right, give me some good troll bait. Usually it starts with
why didn't they just steal the money?
Very good, Ruby.
You couldn't set this in any other country on Earth because only America is so financially and morally bankrupt.
It's all over now. There you go, Ruby.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Before it gets 200 replies, because it's the only thread about a movie this week that isn't for you.
I once posted a picture of the driver, and I was like, well, so did the scorpion jacket give him superpowers or something? And like, people were having like an active discussion about what the jacket meant.
Oh, you troll people into discussing movies in a movie discussion board. Good job.
I know, got him. John Lithgow? Damn, I haven't seen him in anything since. Based Dexter. Last time Dexter made me smile before the dark freeze.
Yeah, I had a dream about him last night. I had a dream about trying to drown him on a beach.
John Lithgow or Dexter?
John Lithgow.
Wow. Did you do it?
No, it was a struggle. I eventually gave up and just ran away.
I had a dream about you on a beach once.
Oh, really?
It wasn't sexual or anything.
Was I drowning anyone?
No, we were just, like, we're on a beach city, and we're, like, walking around, and, like, I don't know, it was a really cool dream. Like, damn, like, I can't even really explain it, but we were walking.
Sounds romantic.
Yeah, it kind of was. We were walking, and, like, as the night got on, like, our legs got, like, longer. I don't know how to explain it, but, like, we were starting to, like, step over the city. Like, we were starting to just, like, walk on the beach, and then we, like, got on the sidewalk, and then started, like, stepping over giant parts of the city. It was really cool. It's a very cool dream. Did Epic Beard Guy movie ever come out?
Yeah, they made an Epic Beard Guy 2.
Oh, God.
Where this time, what's the black guy from Lethal Weapon? That actor is in it.
Glover?
Yeah, Danny Glover's in it.
Oh. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
And let me guess, he's a good guy?
Yeah. They team up to unironically fight, like, white racists. So in real life, a white guy gets accosted by a black guy and lumps him out. And in the movie, a Mexican guy gets accosted by a white guy and lumps him out. And in the sequel, Mexican guy and a black guy get accosted by white people and lump them out.
It's a fun popcorn flick.
Indeed.
It's a chick flick. You have to turn your brain off to enjoy it. God, they make these threads every fucking day. It's just 2 hours of mindless fun. You didn't like it? You must not be fun at parties. Well, that's actually probably true. Damn, TV's so fucking horrible.
It really is. I do love Bane threads, though. I have to admit.
Bane threads?
Yeah, I love them.
Yeah, me too.
I have a movie called Syrup downloaded that I want to watch, but it might be too boring to watch alone.
Syrup.
Spell S-Y-R-U-P.
That's how you spell syrup?
Well, I don't fucking know that.
2013.
Amber Heard, my wife.
Helen Lutz.
That's what I want to see.
She's cute. She's from Austin, Texas.
Oh my God, where all the best waifus come from.
Oh, she's from Friday Night Lights. It's an American drama film based on the novel by Mac Barry. We could watch this. Oh, God! Oh, my God, movie. I know. That's the most pathetic thing I've ever seen on Wikipedia.
What? Oh, God. Oh.
Fucking
pant. Oh. Oh,
how do you even?
It's not possible. It must be like a troll or something, or like just someone mistyped it. Come on, no! How? What the fuck? That must be like a record breaker. Like,
that's got to be the worst I've ever seen.
What the fuck?
But. I'm sure people have put movies in theaters and no one's ever gone to see them in like 2 weeks.
I guess.
This was released in one theater for 14 days.
This was for one theater. Alright, well that explains it. Like maybe they want to distribute it on their website, or they're going straight to DVD for some reason, or they're going to like live stream it on their website or something. So that, but technically... just to be available for, like, awards or to get the full Actors Guild rights, lawyers happy. They release it in one cinema just for the sake of it.
Well,
does that mean like it's a big production and like big cast? And
does this movie badly received critics gain 14 on Rotten? I don't care about that. Movie attracted too few critics to claim a consensus.
Jesus Christ!
It's a video on demand release. Is May 1st, 2013, and its U.S. theater release was June 7th. Damn, I kind of wish I went and saw it, whatever theater it played at. Let's see what theater it played at. Damn, that was a shitty week for movies. Let's see. That's pretty funny. That's actually not that, like, if you go here and you scroll all the way down, looking at average, it's like not terrible. There's a lot of small movies.
No, I think only $600 is fucking terrible.
It's pretty pathetic, but you consider what? It's like $8 to go to the movie. Is there, like, it's not even that bad. Let's see. How much 600, 600 what? 663.
It'd be funny if it was 666.
Let's see. Okay. So 663 divided by 14 days. Oh, no, it'd be 663 divided by 10 by 14 days. They averaged 4.735 people entering the theater a day to see it for the 14 days it was there. That's fucking pathetic, though.
That feel when your wife's career is dead.
Yeah, that's pretty pathetic. Amber Heard.
I'm sad my wife's career is dead.
Okay, that's something that is, like, I've had to deal with that for like the past 5 years of my life. Do you get over it?
Thankfully, Summer Glau's career is taking off.
Just like Lindsay's. Mm-hmm. Right, Ruby?
Yeah. Well, the Canyons, classic stuff.
Right, Ruby?
I love the Canyons.
Oh, now I have to rewatch Sin City. Fuck my life. So long.
It's one of the only movies that I own on UMD for the PSP.
Are you going to watch it before you go see his Dame for a Kill?
I'll watch it at the same time. I'll bring my PSP into the theater and just, like, look. I'll hold it up to the, next to the screen so I'm watching both movies at the same time.
Good idea. Oh, well. I think we're going to see this guy. I'm going to do some studying. I have a test over transsexuals tomorrow. Seriously. And pedophilia and fetishes and gender dysphoria. See, I mean, this is why I need to study.